This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Hello and good evening. This is James Patrick on the campus of North Clarion High School. It's loud in here, ladies and gentlemen. Just as I say that, the music did lighten up a little bit. We all made it here. Lady Owls come in winners of six of their last eight games. And tonight they could run their record to 10 wins and 10 losses. They'll be looking for a victory to get there tonight. That's pretty exciting. This is quite the atmosphere. It's a small gymnasium, so it's very loud. I don't know how big the school is, but I'll tell you, most of the student body is here tonight. It was senior night. They did have festivities during the halftime of the JV game. Lady Owls came up on the short end of the JV game, 29-20. The varsity ladies look fired up and ready to go. This place is kind of electric for being kind of small. But it's nice to have you with us here tonight. A little difference from last night. Last night was kind of quiet, even though the Owls did a great job in Smithport. The crowd was out of it because the Owls were so far ahead. This place is electric. I'm going to stay with you until the music. We'll see. I think we'll stay here for the national anthem, folks. Once again, thank you for being with us. James Patrick, Lady Owls, Lady Wolves from North Clarion High School, near Tyonesta. Young lady did that as a live version tonight. Very good. Like to set the scene for you guys. Student body sang along with her. Lady Owls are going to be dressed in their road blacks tonight with red trim. Lady Wolves, they're in their home whites. They're in purple, mainly purple, and a little bit of yellow trim. So I was talking to Coach Blatchley before the game. He's excited. The girls have had a real nice season, and they're in good form right now. Tonight's starter is going to be Shavia Long, Miranda Davis, Alexis Keyshore, Haley Keene, and Cammy Sheely. On the bench for the ladies tonight is Haley Clark, Olivia Funk, Bryn Benedict, Deidre Johnson, Carissa Chamberlain, and Maddie Reimer. Lady Wolves' starting lineup will be Sydney Baumgratz, Alexa Caney, Jaden Reisner, Kinsley Freeman, Brittany Thompson. So once again, thank you for being with us tonight. Early start here from what they call the Wolves Den. Uh, Owls play tonight, and they close out their season tomorrow night at Elk County. We'll also have that game for you right around this same time on WSB Sports. There's a nice drive down here today, as you might expect. Beautiful day in Pennsylvania. That's what that guy used to say on the radio years ago. Coach is going to give their last minute instructions to the ladies. We'll get tipped and underway here from the North Clarion High School campus. Haley Keene will be jumping for your Lady Owls. The students are going to be the story of this game, I think. They're up and ready to explode, it looks like. So, jumping for the Lady Wolves will be number 21, Alexa Caney. And we are just about underway. And Bradford wins the tip. Keyshore over to Sevilla Long. Sevilla's going to take it, put a jumper up and in. Sevilla Long wastes no time. One dribble, a couple steps, and in. So Lady Owls up early, 2-0. There's Long. Lady Owls broke up a pass, and Sevilla Long comes away with a loose ball. Keyshore over to Keene. Keene takes a three ball. Ooh, it didn't look good. It was off the mark. And there's going to be a foul on. No, it goes out of bounds off of the Wolves. So Lady Owls retain possession up 2-0. There's Davis with a jumper, short, gets her own board, back up, it's blocked, and the rebound taken away by the Lady Wolves. Lady Owls 2-3 zone defense. There's a steal. Keyshore comes away with it. Keyshore across the timeline. Gets it to Sheely. Sheely with a shot. Too hard. There's Keene to clean up the glass. Haley Keene with a rebound put back. Lady Owls lead 4-0. There's a pass down through the hands of the Lady Wolf, but they gain control again. There's a block and a takeaway by Keene. Keene quick down court. And good hands there by the Wolves. Steal it away. They're quick down to the other end. 4-0 Lady Owls. Just getting underway here. There's a three ball. That's Sydney Baumgratz. Three ball. Lady Owls up 4-3. Sheely down low. Sheely off the mark. Gets it back up, and it's off the mark. And North Clarion comes away with the rebound. They get worked the ball around. There's Keene with another block. Out of bounds off of North Clarion. Haley Keene with two early blocks in this game. .544 to go in the first quarter. Haley Keene with the ball. Gets it to Sheely. No, there's a quick hand. Sheely just does gain control of it. There's an errant pass. And Keene comes up with that. She's going to go all the way to the hoop with it. Lays it in. Haley Keene with a quick 4 points. Lady Owls lead 6-3. Little three-quarter court pressure by the Lady Owls. Quickly to a, underneath, shots missed, wide open. Sheely comes away with a board. Good ball movement there, and a wide open person under the basket, unable to convert. Keyshore has the ball, calls out a new play. Now Long. Long, cross court. Keane. Keane with the ball. Back to Long. Long to Keyshore. I hope you guys can hear me back home. Those guys are loud. Now there's Keane with a couple dribbles. Down low, gets to Sheely. There's a steal. Another quick hand by North Clarion. That girl's going to go all the way and get fouled, I believe. That foul's on Miranda Davis. Her first, the team's first. That's going to be Sydney Baumkratz shooting two. And the first one's up and good. One more on the way. And it's good. All 5 points so far for the Lady Wolves for Baumkratz. Keane has the ball across the timeline. 4:22 to go in the first. Lady Owls lead 6-5. Keyshore drives, kicks it back out. Long has the ball. Long, couple dribbles, gets it, tries to get it to Sheely. There's another quick hand. And a turnover by the Lady Owls. They get it down low, off the foot. Keyshore comes out quick with a lot loose ball. Keyshore thinks about going all the way to the hole. They cut that off. Now she gets it to Sheely. Sheely's at the foul line. Couple dribbles. Back out to Long. Keyshore into the corner. Keane takes a long two off the back iron. Rebounded by North Clarion. 6-5. Owls lead. There's a shot. And a make. That's Kinsley Freeman with a basket. And the Lady Wolves now lead 7-6. Sevilla along with the ball. Keyshore. Sheely on a wing. Cross court to Long. Good defense. Get down low to Keane. And that's, oh, and she misses. That's her spot. That's Haley Keene's spot. She was right there. Nice movement getting the ball down there, but not able to convert. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first. 7-6, Lady Wolves. There's a long shot. It's off the mark, rebounded by Sheely. Sheely over to Keene. Keene thought about a three, and then she drives. 10-footer, good. Haley Keene with a 10-foot jumper. Lady Owls retake the lead, 8-7. Across the timeline for the Lady Wolves. There's a quick hand by Keyshore, but it's out of bounds off of Alexis. The students that I'm liking to talk about them, they haven't sat down yet. The whole student section standing. Whole game so far. There's a three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by North Clarion, and thrown away. 2:12 to go. Lady Owls lead 8-7. Keane to the ball. Behind her back, down the lane, all the way around everybody, and in. Haley Keane determined that time. Went through three players and laid it in. Lady Owls 10-7. Haley Keane with 8 points here in the first quarter. With a double team on the ball, North Clarion maintains possession. Long cross court pass, then down low. There's a foul on Haley Keane. Her first, the team's second. Going to be two shots, four. Kinsley Freeman. First one's up. Good. Olivia Funk has checked in for the Lady Owls. Play some Miranda Davis. There's Funk with the rebound on the missed free throw. Lady Owls lead by two. Kate Keyshore pressured, gets it to Long. Long gets it down low to Haley again. Haley misses the shot, rebounded by North Clarion. They're quick up court. Both teams just, there's a quick hand by Shavia Long. She steals it. One person to beat, lays it up. Ham's going to get two shots. Shavia Long with a quick hand there to steal the ball and all the way for the foul. That foul's on Jaden Reisinger, her first and the team's first. Shavia Long, first free throw is up and no good. 1:10 to go in the first. Lady Owls lead 10-8. Second free throw is good by Shavia Long. 11-8 as we approach 1 minute to go in the first. There's Cammie Sheely extends. Long outlet to Shavia Long, who's too far. Cammie Sheely with a steal, and then Shavia's always out there ahead of the pack, so tried to get it to her for the lay-in, but was too long for her. Down low, there's Funk, gets a hand on it and steals it. Gets it to Keen, who is fouled. That's Kinsley Freeman. Her first, the team's second. So Lady Owls, 38.2 to go in the first here. 11-8 lead. Haley Keen gives all the way down, gets it blocked. Keyshore gets the rebound. And it's an over and back. Was an errant pass to Long after Keyshore got the rebound. And it over and back. Lady Wolves possession down by three. Nice play and a feed to the corner. Keen gets a hand on it, but it's still possession to the Wolves. There's a three ball way long. Keyshore with the rebound. 1 second left. No, they did not get it off. Sheely almost made it, but did not get it off. That's going to be your score after one. Lady Owls 11, Lady Wolves 8. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with the second quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, James Patrick here at North Clarion High School. The Lady Wolves taking on your Lady Owls. End of the first quarter. Lady Owls lead 11-8. Very exciting first quarter. Haley Keene leads your Lady Owls with 8 points. So 8 of the 11 go to her. Both teams very aggressive on both ends. High pace game. Shots are going in mostly. So 11-8. Going to be North Clarion possession to start the second quarter. Here we go. Lady Owls, 2-3 zone defense. Nice fake there and a jumper. That's good. Brittany Thompson is on the board for the Lady Wolves. 1 point Lady Owls lead. That was about a She faked out Long and about a 10-foot jumper. There's Keene back to Long, over to Keyshore. Keyshore, Sheely in the lane. Tries to get it open, shot, can't, gets it to Long. Long goes up with it, going to get herself to the free throw line for two more. That foul is on Freeman. That's her second and the team's first. Shavia Long is going to be at the foul line for two. First one's up and good. Second one off the back iron, rebounded by Keene and put back. Too hard. That ball goes, the rebound goes off of North Clarion. It's going to be Lady Owl's possession. Long thought about a three. Sheely, Keene, Funk, too hard. Not a 10 or 12 foot jumper there for Olivia Funk. Too hard. Out of bounds off of North Clarion. Long has the ball. 2-3 zone defense for Clarion, or North Clarion as well. Sheely went in for a layup, but it was blocked out of bounds. That was Brittany Thompson. They get the ball into Keene. Back to Long. Long sets up the play. Gets it to Keyshore. Back to Long. Down to Sheely. Halfway in the lane. It gets tipped. Keyshore back to Sheely. Out to Keene. Keene. I think they called 3 seconds there. I think Sheely was in there too long. 12-10, Lady Owls lead. 6.5 to go in the first half. The defense, Sheely with a steal. Lady Owls quick. You better watch yourself from behind. Down low to Long. Long puts it in. Shavia Long with her 6th point in the game. Lady Owls lead by 4. Good ball movement here by North Clarion. There's a shot off the mark. Keene with a rebound. Haley Keene looks down court. Nobody there. Now she's going to drive halfway. Gets it to Funk. Funk gets blocked. And it's going to be a jump ball. Stays with the Lady Owls. Miranda Davis coming back into the game for Olivia Funk. I know Olivia is one of the ones. There's been several of them sick, fighting through it. Kimmy Sheely with the ball, trying to, they converge 3 players on her. Davis with a long shot off the mark. Quick down to the corner, floater, too long, rebound, North Clarion. There's a floater, Keene with a block. North Clarion gets it back. There's a shot, too long. Sheely with a rebound. Keyshore has it now for your Lady Owls. There's Keene going to take a 3. Ooh, off the mark. Davis gets the dirty laundry and puts it up and in and out. Rebounded by North Clarion. North Clarion down low. With position. That's a basket for Ava Hanold. Her first 2 of the game. And it's 14-12, Lady Owls. Keene now looking for an opening. Sheely. Sheely gets it in. That's a 5-foot jumper. Cammy was wide open. That's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one, ladies and gentlemen. 16-12, Lady Owls lead. Lady Owls have been ahead the whole time, pretty much 2 points, 4 points, 2 points, 4 points. Really good game, competitive game. Shavia Long and Haley Keene are the scorers for the Lady Owls so far. Nobody in foul trouble for your Lady Owls. One player with two fouls on in North Clarion. So Lady Owls take the court. It's Davis, Sheely, Keene, Long, Keyshore. Original starting five. 4:36 to go in the first half. 16-12, Lady Owls lead. Ooh, there's a foul on Long. Tried for a steal there. That's going to be her first, the team's first. North Clarion inbound. Passing around the outside. Get it down low. Double team there by Long and Davis. There's a three off the mark. Rebound by Haley Keene. Down Long to Long. Long to Long. I often find myself doing that. It was too hard of a pass for Shavia to handle. So possession once again to the Lady Wolves. I got to commend the Lady Owls for looking down court, but that's been two of them that were too hard so far. Don't want to give away those possessions. 3:36 to go in the first half. Lady Owls 16-12. There's a three ball. It's good. It's good. That's Sydney Baumkratz again. She turns to that student section and gets them all fired up. 16-15, Lady Owls lead. Sheely now, top of the key. A couple dribbles. It's back to Long. Long takes it in. Floater. Too hard. Haley Keene called for the foul. That's her second. The team's second. Over the back. She got the rebound, but she went over the player to get it. So North Clarion with possession, a chance to take the lead here. 3:07 to go in the first half. Getting it down low. There's a Sheely with a quick hand, leads to a jump ball. That's going to stay with Clarion. Inbound Clarion. Sheely with a defense in the corner. They get it down low. There's a Shavia Long with the quick hands, and she is fouled, I believe. 15, Kinsey Freeman. Kinsley Freeman, that's her third foul. Somebody getting off the bench rather quickly, but she's still in the game now. Trafford ball, 1-point lead. Good hustle that last play by Shavia Long to create the turnover. It's in the Keene. Keene at the foul line, back out. There's Davis, little floater, in and out. Sheely with the board and in. I don't know how Cammie got that in there. She was under the basket. No angle, but she got it to go in. 18-15, Lady Owls. There's a drive. Floater. Keene with a rebound. Lady Owls 3-point lead and possession. There's Sheely down low. Too hard off the backboard, and then North Clarion rebound. 18-15, Lady Owls lead. 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. Quarterback. Three ball. No good. Oh, no. That's Haley Keene's third foul. As she and Sheely went for the rebound, didn't look like Haley needed to do that. I don't know that she did anything. She doesn't think she did anything. Olivia Funk comes into the game for Haley Keene with three fouls. 1:15 to go in the first half. 18-15, Lady Owls lead. There's a long shot. Hits the cable after the rim. Lady Owls ball. 1:08 to go in the first half. Keyshore to Long. Long into Sheely in the lane. Couple dribbles, kick out to Davis. Back out to Long. Over to Keyshore on the other side. Sheely out in three-point land. Davis in the corner. Back out to Keyshore. Funk in the lane. Back out to Keyshore. Good defense here by the Lady Wolves from North Clarion. Keyshore being pressured all the way out by half court. She takes it down to the baseline. There's a foul against her. That foul's on Sydney Baumkratz. Her first, the team's third. Keyshore inbound backcourt to Sheely. Down to 30 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Owls lead by three. Sheely gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore dribbles toward the corner. Gets it to Long, who is fouled. That foul's on Jaden Reisinger. Her second, the team's fourth. And there's 10.8 seconds to go now. Lady Owls lead by three. There's Sheely with the ball. Nice move. Funk with the ball. Shot off the mark. Out of bounds. 3.7 seconds here for the Lady Wolves. We got to go the length of the court. There's a long heave. Oh, almost made it. So that's going to be your halftime score. Lady Owls 18. Lady Wolves 15. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with some halftime stats. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Ref. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back. James Patrick on the campus of North Clarion High School. Down near Tyonesta. My first visit here. Nice little drive down Route 66. Very good first half of basketball. Lady Owls, Lady Wolves. Tight game throughout. Lady Owls have a three-point lead at the half, 18-15. Haley Keene leads your Lady Owls with 8 points. Shavia Long with six, and Cammy Sheely has four. The problem is Haley Keene has three fouls. The last one was questionable, but whatever the ref says, the ref says. So three fouls is not good for her. At this point in the game. So they'll have to watch her closely the rest of the way so they can get keep her in there. One player from North Clarion with three fouls as well, Kinsley Freeman. Now their leading scorer has 8 points, Sydney Baumgratz. But good game, back and forth, fast moving. I do hope, I always talk about halftime adjustments, I hope one of them isn't North Clarion putting on a full court press, because that's always bothered the Lady Owls. They've gotten better at it, but it's a thing that they struggle with, and those turnovers come often and quickly. So let's hope that's not one of the adjustments North Clarion makes. Thank you for being with us once again. This is James Patrick. All our games are available on demand, WESB.com. Several years there in the archives if you want to go back and listen to them. And a reminder, we'll be with you again tomorrow night. These Lady Owls will be at Elk County Christian High School in St. Mary's. Right around this same time, 7:15. At halftime, they did recognize the North Clarion soccer team. First ever soccer league champion down here. So that's a neat thing. Never had one, so nice cheer for them at halftime. The ladies are not warming up, which is, I don't know, different. And North Clarion only warmed up for a minute. It is warm in here. I did have to take my long sleeves off. So once again, the Lady Owls, they're 9 wins, 10 losses on the season, trying to get to 500 tonight. And if you know what their recent history is, I'm sure you do. It's been a while since we've had a season like this, so they're all young, almost all very young, and returning for next year. Expect better things next year, but great season so far this year. You're going to have to listen to me for a whole nother minute. Or run to your fridge. Run to your fridge if you need to get a snack. All right, Lady Owls are going to take the court with Keyshore, Sheely, Keene, Long, Davis. Original starting five. Lady Owls will have possession and a three-point lead. They didn't even wait that minute. And we're underway here in the third quarter. Keene with the ball. Haley Keene picks up her dribble, gets to Sheely down low, and then she's converged down by three. And there's Keyshore gets the rebound and is fouled. Jaden Reisinger, that's her third foul and the team's first. So Keyshore is going to shoot two. That first one's off the mark. So Sheely got the ball. Three girls converged on her. Second free throw's up. Short also. Rebounded by North Clarion. Long with a good defense. And there's Keyshore with a good defense. Cutting that girl off going baseline. Up top again with the ball. There's a quick hand by Sheely. Long's away with the steal. She puts in a floater. No, and it goes off the mark. Rebounded by Keyshore, then Sheely. Sheely's fouled. They could pick any one of three of them. They went with Jaden Reisinger, and that's going to be her fourth foul. She's going to have to come out of the game now. Two shots here for Cammie Sheely. In and out. Kinsley Freeman comes into the game. Second shot is up. It's no good. Rebounded by Keene, who, I'll tell you what, the strength she needed for that, I don't even know how she got it up there. It was on her fingertips on the rebound, and there were three girls draped on her, and she somehow got that thing up there and enough to go in. So Lady Owls lead by five. There's a quick hand by Sheely. Keene comes away with it. Keene to the corner. Long fakes a girl out. Lays it in. Trevia Long. Nice move. Lady Owls lead by seven. 6:40 to go in the third. There's a timeout by the North Clarion Lady Wolves. It's a full timeout. We'll take a short break with them. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back. James Patrick, North Clarion High School. Lady Owls lead by seven. A quick 4-0 run here to start the second half in the first minute and a half. Possession is Northern Clarion. They inbound. Defense, Keyshore gets girl got around her, but back on her. They get it down low. There's an errant shot. There's a push by North Clarion. That foul is on Ava Hanold, her first. Team's third. Lady Owls with the ball. That's three fouls for them in North Clarion in a minute and a half. So Lady Owls most likely will be in a... There's another basket by Haley Keene. That was a spin 360 jumper. What that was. Couple dribbles, spin 360 jumper. Putting on a little clinic. Lady Owls by nine. There's a block by Sheely. It goes out of bounds off of Sheely. So North Clarion's getting it down low, but Sheely and Keene are causing havoc down there. There's an inbound out to the top of the key. It's back into the corner. Drive into the lane. Kick to the foul line. Jumper. It's good. Brittany Thompson with her second basket. down to a 7-point game. Keene with the ball. Over to Long. Long gets it down low. Too hard for Keene. Unable to handle the pass. Lady Wolves possession down by 7. They get it into the lane. Now over to the baseline in the corner. Keyshore with the defense. Now Keene with a double. Open shot. Off the mark. Rebound North Clarion. There's a 3-ball. That's good. That's Sydney Baumkratz again. That's her 3rd 3 of the game, and we now have a 4-point game, Lady Owls lead. Keene all the way down the lane, and she's fouled. Haley Keene will be shooting 2. That foul's on Alexa Canny, her 1st. Team's 4th. So the next foul, Lady Owls will be in a bonus. First free throw's up, no good. Still 4:50 to go in the 3rd quarter. So Keene, 2nd shot's up, and good. 25-20, Lady Owls lead. 4:45 to go in the 3rd quarter. Good defense by the Lady Owls. There's a dribble all the way into the basket in the baseline. Back out. 3-pointer from the corner. In and out. Rebounded by Clarion. Blocked by Haley Keene. Haley comes away with it. Haley's thinking about coast to coast. Oh, she had it and missed the shot. Keyshore got the rebound. It gets blocked out of bounds. Lady Owls with possession, 5-point lead. They get it right into Cammie Shealy down low. She had to kick it out to Davis with a shot. No good. North Clarion rebound. There's Long. Tough defense by Long. Now Keyshore on the defense. Lady Owls lead by 5. Down low. Back out. Thought about a 3, and there's a 3 again. Ooh, off the front of the iron, rebounded by Clarion. Thought about another 3. Jumper from the foul line. That's Alexa Canny with her 1st basket of the game. Down to a 3-point Lady Owls lead. 3:15 to go. Shealy, a long 2 off the mark. Rebounded by North Clarion. There's a floater. It's good. That's Baumkratz again. Drove all the way down. That's going to be a full timeout by the Bradford Lady Owls. North Clarion's cut the lead to 1, 25-24. We'll take a short break with them, and we'll be right back with more action. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The 3 exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all 3 distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, North Clarion High School, Lady Owls basketball. Sorry, I was looking at an injured player, wondering if she was okay. So Lady Owls got up to a 7-point lead, biggest of the game by either team, and now Six in a row there by Clarion, North Clarion, and it's a one-point game. Just under 3 minutes to go in the third period. Keyshore inbound to Keene. Keene across the timeline. Over to Sheely. Sheely down low to Keene. Keene up and no good. Gets her own board. Up and fouled. That foul's going to be, I believe, on Brittany Thompson. Oh, they called it on Baumkratz. Baumkratz. That's her second. Team's fifth. Haley Keene at the line for two. She's got to hit these. First one's good. Second one up. No good. 2-point lead, Lady Owls. North Clarion possession. Long on the defense. There's a quick hand by Keyshore. Oh, almost. North Clarion maintains possession. Down low. Back out. There's a drive in. Back out. 3-point line. Another drive down the lane. There's a ball put up. I believe that's going to be Funk. That is Olivia Funk. Her first. The team's first. Two shots here for Kinsley Freeman. First one's up. No good. Lady Owls lead by two. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is up. That's no good. Rebounded by Keene. Lady Owls possession up by two. Keene with a three ball. It's good. Haley Keene with a three ball. Lady Owls back up by five. Let's play some defense, girls. Ball down low. Keyshore with a steal, going to take it all the way. Too hard. Gets it to Long. Long off the mark. Keyshore rebounds. Total distance of those shots, 8 inches. But the Lady Owls maintain possession. Here goes Keene, drives the baseline. Spins. Floater, no good. Rebound, North Clarion. There's a drive. Shots, no good. Rebound by Clarion, no good. Then a rebound, good. Kinsley Freeman with two rebounds, and it's a 3-point Lady Owls lead. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. There's Olivia Funk, gets it to Sheely. Sheely back to Funk. Funk puts it in. Olivia Funk with her best first basket of the game. Good give and go there. Lady Owls back on top of by five, 25 seconds to go now. There's a nice move and a nice shot by Brittany Thompson. Back to a 3-point game. 8 seconds. Here goes Keene. Keene shoots a three ball. It's off the mark. And that's going to be the score at the end of the first, third. 31-28. We'll take a short break. And we'll be back for the fourth quarter. It's going to be an exciting one, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford, WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Lady Owls, Lady Wolves, North Clarion High School. Great game so far. Lady Owls led by three after one quarter, led by three at the half, and lead by three after three. So let's see if we can keep that streak going. Lead by three at least at the end. 8 minutes to go. Keene was still with her three fouls. Keene has 17 points for Haley Keene right now. Lady Owls lead by three. North Clarion possession. There's a steal. Sheely travels with it. Oh, they call a jump ball. Lady Owls are going to get it. Everybody in the gymnasium saw the travel but didn't call it. So Lady Owls maintain possession. Keen with the ball. Over to Sheely. Sheely back to Keen. Gets tipped away back to Sheely. Gets it to Long. Keyshore, Sheely, Funk down low, intercepted. North Clarion with the ball. There's that three. It looks good. It is. Baumkratz again, and it's a tie ball game. That's her fourth three ball. Here goes Keene back to Sheely. Sheely back to Keene. Keene with a spin move. Put up, not off the mark. That's a rebound by North Clarion, comes away with it in a tie ball game. There's a foul on Shavia Long, her second, team's first. So Lady Owls have led the whole entire game, but now we're tied at 31. It's a full timeout. We'll stay here, ladies and gentlemen. So each time the Lady Owls get out to a 5-7-3-4-point lead, whatever it is, Lady Wolves battle back, and now they just hit a fourth three-pointer for Sydney Baumkratz. Puts the score at 31-31, 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. So looks like an exciting finish, I know that. Players for, well, Jaden Reisinger has four fouls, and Kinsey Freeman has three fouls for North Clarion. Haley Keene has the three fouls for Bradford. Going to be North Clarion basketball. 6:55 to go, 31-31, tie ball game. Miranda Davis in there now for Olivia Funk. Working around the outside, nothing down low. There's a pick, girl free, double team. Keyshore and Keene, they get it down low and back out. Long two, short. Keyshore with a rebound. Tie ball game, Bradford possession. Keyshore to Long. Over to Sheely. Keene on a wing. Keene fakes her girl out. Drives all the way down. Little floater, not strong enough that time. Off the mark. Rebounded by North Clarion. Davis with some good defense there, but Clarion. There's a steal by Haley Keene. Bradford up the court quickly. Keene's going to take it all the way. Get fouled. Have two shots to take the lead. That's Canny with a foul. That's her second. The team's first. Haley Keene's going to shoot two. We need him, Haley Keene. First one's up. Good. Used all of the rim, but that doesn't matter. Second one up. Good. Lady Owls take a 2-point lead. 5:47 to go in the game. Working around the outside. You know, get it down low. Nice move. Kinsley Freeman with a drive and basket. We're tied up at 33. 5:20 to go. Keene with the ball. Sheely. Long in the corner. Long drives baseline. Kicks it back out. Sheely's all alone. Davis takes a shot. It's blocked. North Clarion comes away with a chance to take the lead here. Long down court. There's that girl in the corner. There's a three. It's off the mark. Haley Keene with the rebound. Haley dribbles behind the back, loses it, but gets control back. Now Keyshore has the ball. 4:45 to go. 33-33. Keene to Keyshore. Keyshore back to Keene. Give it to Sheely. Keene takes it back. Double team to Long. Keyshore back to Keene. Over to Sheely. And they try to get it down low, and it's off the mark. Sheely comes out with a loose ball. Keyshore back with it now. Sheely drives the lane. Little floater. Good. Cammy Sheely with the basket. Lady Owls ahead by two. 4 minutes to go in the game. Good D there by the Lady Owls. There's a drive. It's a nice drive. And a shot miss. Haley Keene with the board. 2-point lead. 3:35 to go. Keene behind the back and a timeout. Timeout. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Blatchley. We're going to stay right here. That last time down court, you know, you could tell the effort was all to get it to Haley Keene down low. And they ultimately didn't. And it was tipped by the other team to Sheely, who was open for a little floater. They're converging on Haley with three girls at a time when she gets the ball down low. So that time it worked out. Lady Owls have led the entire game. We've been tied here as of late in the low 30s. Lady Owls lead by two, 3.5 to go. With possession. You've got Davis, Sheely, Long, Keene, Keyshore. Keyshore into Keene. Keene sets it up, gets it to Sheely, back to Haley, back to Sheely. Sheely gets blocked. Keene gets the rebound and puts it in. Haley Keene comes up with a block off of Sheely's block. Puts it in. Lady Owls by four. They get it down low, and there's a foul on Haley, and that's going to be her fourth foul. That's four fouls on Haley Keene. What do? You got to bring her out now, I think. I'm allowed to say stuff like that, right? There's the first free throw up and good by Canny, Alexa Canny. Looks like they're going to roll the dice for now. Second free throw's up and good. 2-point ball game as we hit 3 minutes to go in the game. Keene playing with four fouls. Looking for somebody open. There's Long. Sorry about that. Long gets it in the corner to Sheely. Sheely out to Keyshore. Keyshore to Long. Lady Owls being very patient. There's Sheely. Sheely back to Keene. Keene's going to go drive, spin. Back out to Long. There's Sheely. Sheely gets it tipped away and has an open jumper. Takes it and puts it in. They left Sheely all alone at the foul line, and she puts it in for a four-point lead. 2:14 to go. There's a timeout from North Clarion. Second timeout. I'm going to stay here for this one, ladies and gentlemen. Great game. Lady Owls lead by four, 2:14 to go. Big story. Haley Keene, lots of points and four fouls. So she's walking the tightrope with the four fouls. Been a huge part of the game. 6, 12, 15, 17, 19, 21 points today of the 39 for Haley Keene. The defense is focusing on her right now, and last time she was going to try to drive, but three of them converged, and it was a good decision to get rid of the ball. If she gets a charge, it's in the referee's hands. She's out of the game. Okay, North Clarion ball, 2:10 to go, down by four. It's going to stop, ladies. There's Long, Davis, Sheely on the defense. Sheely gets beat. There's Sheely with a... Well, I hope they call that on Sheely. They called it on Bree or Haley Keene. I think it should have been on Sheely. Haley's out of the game with 2 minutes to go. Funk's coming into the game. Should have been on Sheely. But the referees are talking. Free throw is up and good by Kinsley Freeman. 3-point game. They must have changed the foul to Sheely. I don't know. Keene is still in the game. The referee came over and said that's five. 2-point lead for the Lady Owls. The referees did meet. They must have came up with that. 1:45 to go in the game. Lady Owls by two. Playing catch. Sheely and Keyshore. Now Sheely with the ball. There's a foul. Canny, that's her third. Team second. Lady Owls maintain possession. Almost a steal there by North Clarion. Keene with the ball gets to Sheely. Back to Keene. Over to Keyshore. Back to Sheely. Just burning up clock and getting fouled. There's 20, 21. That's her fourth foul. That's the third team foul. They'll need two more before the Lady Owls are in the penalty. And really a good move. Lady Owls have not shot free throws good tonight. There's Sheely. Sheely's fouled. That foul's on Baumkratz, her third. Team's fourth. So 1:20 to go. Lady Owls will shoot on the next foul. Keyshore inbound to Keene, down low. Misses the layup. Misses the layup and then commits her fifth foul. Okay. That was terrible. But it happened. Willie Keyes just fouled out with 1:16 to go. 2-point lead. That's the fourth foul on the team. So both teams will be in the bonus. They got it to Keen. She was wide open for a layup. Unable to convert. And then a frustration foul coming out of it. There's a foul. I'm not going to tell you who it's on until they tell me. That foul's on Sheely. That's her third, I think. They've only showed two now, but number 15, Kinsley Freeman at the line for two. Chance to tie the game. First one's up. No good. 1:04 to go. Lady Owls by two. And the second free throw is good. 1 point Lady Owls lead. Pressure on the ball. Here comes Keyshore. Breaks the timeline. Keyshore goes all the way. Gets it to Long. And Long comes up short on a shot. Rebounded by North Clarion. There's a timeout taken by North Clarion. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to take that one with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick. Fantastic finish here coming up. Davis, Long, Keyshore, Sheely, Funk in there for the Owls. Haley Keynes fouled out of the game. Lady Owls have missed in the last 30 seconds a couple shots I know they want back because they were real easy and they didn't make them. Here's 1 point lead, 39 seconds. Both teams in the bonus. There's a jumper blocked. Goes to North Clarion, though. There's a floater. It's in. Brittany Thompson makes the basket. Lady Owls quick down court. Keyshore to Sheely. Sheely loses it. Stolen away. You got a fouler. You got a fouler, ladies. There's a foul on Sheely. So there was a block down there for the Lady Owls, but the block ended up in the hands of a North Clarion lady who got it up and got it in. So, and then the Lady Owls turned it over. A little bit of a collapse here at the end, but it's far from over. 13.5 to go. Sydney Baumgratz going to shoot two. First one's up. Good. Second free throw's up. Good. 3 point lead now. There goes Sheely with the ball. Sheely gets it to Keyshore. Timeout taken by Coach Blatchley. It's a full timeout, but we're going to stay here and reset this game. 7.3 seconds, Lady Owls possession. This is the scenario where they say, do they foul them, do they not foul them? They only get two free throws if you foul them, the Lady Owls. The lead for Clarion is 3 points. So some coaches say we foul them. Not shooting, just away from the ball. Give the Lady Owls two free throws and get possession back. But we'll see what they do. 7.3 to go. Lady Owls possession. Both teams in the bonus. Bit of a collapse here by the Lady Owls at the very end. They led the whole game until late in the fourth quarter and have missed several shots. Lady Owls Okay, it's going to be Davis, Sheely, Funk, Long, Keyshore. Keyshore with the inbound. And it gets tipped. Sheely gets it back to Keyshore. She's going to take the three. And it, no good. Funk, back up, no good. That's the game. Keyshore put it up there, and it almost wedged. It was so close. It stuck there. So your final score tonight's going to be the Lady Wolves, North Clarion, 42. Lady Owls, 39. I'm going to take a short break. I'll gather some stats, be back with the postgame. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to North Clarion High School. Lady Owls come up on the short end. Great game, overall. 42-39. Lady Wolves win. Lady Owls led the whole game, but a bit of a collapse in the last minute and a half. Several easy shots missed. Some turnovers. And it broke down, came up on the short end, got the three ball off. It came up just short. And that's it. Lady Owls come up on the short end, 42-39. Leading the Lady Wolves was Sydney Baumkratz. She had four three-pointers in a total of 18 points. Haley Keene led the Lady Owls with 21. Unfortunately, she fouled out with a minute and a half to go. Cammie Sheely with eight. And Miranda Davis also with eight pitching in tonight. So, great game back and forth. I know Lady Owls are disappointed, but they're going to learn. They're going to learn about with these close losses. And they'll be back to fight another day. And speaking of another day, they'll be back to fight tomorrow against the Lady Crusaders from Elk Christian. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night around 7:15. Hope you join us. Thanks for joining us tonight. So, once again, the final score. The Lady Wolves from North Clarion, 42. Your Bradford Lady Owls, 39. This is James Patrick signing off for WESB Sports.